Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
But Niner fans, see, you could be New York Giants fans. It's a lot worse out there. Go watch them play football every single Sunday. Or Saturday, or Monday. It's nasty out there. But the question was, before we got Evan Barnes on, do you believe you can still win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy?
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you still believe this guy is hit?
Can we acknowledge this? If I removed Brock Purdy from the equation, or any quarterback from the equation, building a Super Bowl roster is really hard. It just is. I've watched Aaron Rodgers, who I believe to be one of the greatest talents in terms of just the physical ability and mind to play the position. He got to one Super Bowl. And many of it did fall on his shoulders, but also there were things outside of his control. It's really difficult to build a Super Bowl roster. Now, is Brock a good quarterback? I think he is a really good quarterback. Now, the hard part is he's got to stay upright. He's got to play good ball. And he's got to utilize all the weapons around him. And you got to have good weapons around him. And it's just, man, it's so hard to get there. It's just so hard to get there.
Why do you think the conversation is just, you mentioned it. And I trust me, I subscribe
I know you
to
know.
That. I subscribe to that. That's why it's so funny to me when people say, well, Shanahan couldn't win a Super Bowl with this roster. Who the hell do you think built the roster? Shanahan and Lynch. They built this roster into a bully, brick by brick. Remember, brick by brick, what we said back in 2017. They're going to build it brick by brick. And they did. And they did.
Well, and you know, some teams can come up and be a one-hit wonder. It's hard to reinvent yourself on the fly over a five-year period, which is what they've done. And because they've done that, I am more encouraged that they can do it again. And I just look at their recent draft class. They did hit on a guard, which they've failed to do over the last couple of years. They did hit on a couple of these secondary players that I really like. We'll see about wide receiver. I mean, I think you can overcome, even if Ricky Pearsall doesn't end up being a stud, I think you can overcome that because they've missed on wide receivers in years past. And I'm still giving them a pass for everything that's happened this year. The consistency at head coach, GM, in the quarterback position gives you such a leg up on about half the league.
No doubt.
It's just, I mean, no you doubt. Could just, half the league is going to be incompetent at head coach, quarterback, and GM. And so you could just write them off before the season's even started.
All right. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to Jose in Oakland, and we'll get the lucky in the city. Jose, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Jose. Joe, let me ask a quick question, okay? Given the current situation, you're going to have about 4 or 5 teams looking for the quarterback next year, all right?
Yeah, could be more. Could be more.
Okay. Okay, let's say the only two viable options on the market are Brock Purdy and Darnold, Sam Darnold. You, if you were the general manager, who would you pick based on their history, based on what they've done in the past?
Well, if it's me, I'm very like, what does it cost me? So to go get Sam Darnold, is he a free agent? You know, then I'm just surrendering lots and lots of money. If it's Brock Purdy, he's under contract. I have to surrender lots of money and draft capital. So it would be easier to acquire a Sam Darnold. Who do I believe in as a quarterback more? I'm going to lean Brock Purdy still over Sam Darnold, though he's had a monster year this year. I think Brock's body of work has been a little better, and I don't think it's close to Sam Darnold's.
Okay, well, you know what? Based on what you say, at first I would say you're about manager, because then you're thinking about money and not about winning. Okay, now if you're thinking about winning, Brock Purdy was the last pick of the draft, and he's been good since game one when he played against the Dolphins. Sam Darnold was the first pick, and he's been on about, what, 3-4 different teams? How many of those teams has he taken to the playoffs? This is the first year that he's in a team where, like you said, everything has to go right, and he has all the pieces in place for him to win. Okay, so given what I've seen, I would take Brock Purdy over Sam Darnold any time of the year. Now, as far as the cost being $55 to $60 million, we're gonna fall again into the same issue that we fell with Brandon Ayuk. I'm guilty of it. I said I wouldn't pay Ayuk $28 million. I mean, 26 on most if he wants to. If we play that game and the team ended up paying what, $30 million a year, I can almost guarantee you next year a capable backup is going to cost you between $55 and $60 million, because the market is not going down. These guys are going to be asking for more money. Why? Because you don't have too many quarterbacks out there, too many capable quarterbacks out there. Would you pay Brock Purdy backup money even though he's a starter? No, obviously his agent is going to be asking for starter's money. I would say $55 to $60 million sounds like a lot of money. Granted, it's not my money. What I would pay Brock Purdy, because he has shown me that when he has enough protection, which the team failed to give him last year, and if he had that protection, we would have won the Super Bowl, because Chris Young, he just came like, there was, you know, it was an open door for him to block that pass.
Hey, Jose, that's one of your best calls ever. Now, we may not agree with everything you just said, but that's one of your best calls ever. You came in with a point, with a question. He has some facts behind it. I'm not mad at Jose in that call. And he's right. The market may say he's $55-60 million. Now, is there another team that will pay him? After watching Desmond Ridder, are we sure the Raiders would pay Brock Purdy 55-60 if they failed out of the, like, say if the Raiders didn't get the number one, number two, number three, number four, number five pick, and they win a game. They slip up and win a game here. And they get like the sixth pick. Are we sure the Raiders won't pay him $50 million a year if the Niners said, hey,
the division matters. I'm sorry. I'm not paying Brock Purdy that much money when I have Patrick Mahomes and I have Justin Herbert in that division.
Well, and
I'm
also, what are you surrendering in draft capital, right? Like, I know we want to like remove a lot of those elements, but I do believe when these front offices are making those decisions, as we saw in the New York Giants offseason, like all these things, they do matter, right? Like you're juggling the salaries, you're juggling your draft picks. Everyone starts with the same amount of salary cap and the same amount of draft picks. It's how you want to utilize them.
No doubt.
So I can't speak on everyone's behalf, but if the Raiders are pressed between trading up in that scenario or trading for someone and surrendering capital, I can't say what they would do. I don't even know who their coach is going to be.
Yeah, I don't either. Lucky in San Francisco, real quick before the break. Lucky, what's happening?
Top of the morning, fellas. I know I have to say this, man. I'm questioning all these 49er fandoms, including my favorite, tag team partner, yours, Joe Shasky. Are you really saying that you want to get rid of Brock Purdy for Sam Darnold?
No.
Have you forgot the history of Sam Darnold?
I don't think I said that, though. I mean, it's about cost analysis. I like Brock better than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's done it for 1 year. I feel like Purdy's been good to great for multiple years.
He had one bad year, Joe. One bad year, brother. The world is not falling to all you 49er fans who are saying trade Brock Purdy for Kurt Duggins and Sam Darnold. Are you crazy? You might as well go and be a Dallas Cowboy or Seahawks fan right now.
Lucky coming in with the heat. Tell him, Lucky. Get off my quarterback.
Vontae, this is coming from them tall projects, man. Back in the day, we used to play with the OGs on the
12-story Jets? Yeah, I didn't walk by the 12-story Jets, Lucky.
12-story Jets, man.
Yeah, I didn't walk by the 12-story Jets. I'm the only projects I was really petrified of. Y'all didn't play no games in OC projects, man.
Come on, man. I was a little tight, man, running around there with all them cats, man, just seeing it all. But I'm serious, man. My 49er love is in my bloodstream. People, please don't disrespect our team. We need O-line, D-line, and some better backups. That's it, and Kyle needs to adjust his game plan so we can win a bowl, please.
So, like, let's remove quarterback.
I like that. I'll say Lucky, man. Wow, back-to-back.
Think about what they did with their defensive line and Nick Bosa. Like, Nick Bosa had a pretty spectacular resume that he was negotiating on. Felt like he had a lot of leverage. And it went down to the very end. And maybe the Niners adjust how they do business with Brock Purdy because it's the quarterback or because of some of the things that have happened over the last two off seasons. Maybe they adjust. But they play hardball. That's kind of Parag's, like, way of doing business. Now, I don't love it. I feel like it's had a depreciating effect on the roster.
They didn't play hardball with Christian McCaffrey. Well, we don't talk about that enough.
I also don't think that
burned them just as bad as the Ayuk deal so far. And actually, Ayuk played in more games than Chris McCaffrey this season.
But I also don't think that he was as public as those other two guys.
He wasn't.
You know,
he
like
wasn't.
Bosa, we kind of knew from the jump that he was going to be all about the money. And so I know how this organization operates. And what's happening right now is kind of not new. But my point was that, like, when they spent all that money on Nick Bosa, they kind of were like, hey, Nick, like, we can only afford so much on that defensive line. It's up to you to kind of, like, make things happen. And I would say you can't do that with the quarterback.
Well,
you can't just say, hey, we're paying you whatever the money is. Like, figure it out. Like, no, you still have to surround that guy with the right infrastructure.
Well, we don't talk about that enough. Everybody's so hyper-focused on Debo and Trent and Ayuk. You brought up Nick Bosa. Has he lived up to his contract?
Not even close.
Not even close.
Actually, there's some sound I'd like to play where we talked about where I told you you need when you make the most in the franchise, there is a way that you have to conduct yourself, even if it's out of your nature, because when I pay you top general dollar, you need to conduct yourself like a general. And he said something that really it didn't sit well with me.
Bosa said a few things this year that hasn't sat well with a lot of people. And we'll get into that.